From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France tries to gather support for an attack on the Islamic State. French President François Hollande urged Russia to help create a grand coalition to defeat the militants. Mr. Hollande, on a diplomatic offensive to build a large force against the militant Islamist group, met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Thursday. Mr. Putin said Russia was ready to unite with France against their mutual enemy. However, the exchange between the two leaders was awkward due to strained relations between Russia and the West over the crisis in Ukraine and differing policies in the Middle East. Tensions remained heated between Turkey and Russia following Turkey's shooting down of a Russian warplane near the Turkey-Syria border earlier this week. In an interview with CNN, Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the country would not apologize for downing the jet and said, quoting, "Now those who violated our airspace are the ones who need to apologize." Thousands of people gathered Thursday at a university in Kenya to celebrate Mass with Pope Francis. Jill Craig was there.
Despite gray skies and heavy showers, Kenyans turned out in force to the University of Nairobi sports grounds Thursday morning. In his homily, Pope Francis extolled family values, saying that Kenyan society has long been based on a deep respect for the wisdom of the elderly and love for children. The Pope said, "For their sake and for the good of society, our faith in God's word calls us to support families in their mission in society, to accept children as a blessing for our world, and to defend the dignity of each man and woman." Jill Craig, Nairobi.
And in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest. This is VOA News.